The first scripture lesson this morning comes to us from the book of Exodus, chapter 34, verses 29 through 35. And if you would like to follow along in your Old Testament, it may be found on page 78. Hear now these words. Moses came down from Mount Sinai. As he came down from the mountain with the two tablets on the covenant in his hand, Moses did not know that the skin of his face shone because he had been talking with God. When Aaron and all the Israelites saw Moses, the skin of his face was shining, and they were all afraid to come near him. But Moses called to them, and Aaron and all the leaders of the congregation returned to him, and Moses spoke with them. Afterwards, the Israelites came near, and he gave them in commandment all that the Lord had spoken with him on Mount Sinai. When Moses had finished speaking with them, he put a veil on his face. But whenever Moses went in before the Lord to speak to him, he would take the veil off until he came out. And when he came out, he told the Israelites what had been commanded. The Israelites would see the face of Moses, but the skin of his face was shining, and Moses would put the veil on his face again until he went to speak with him again. From the Gospel according to St. Luke, chapter 9, verses 28 through 36. And you may follow along in your Pew Bible on page 65 of the New Testament. Hear now these words. Now in about 8 days after these sayings, Jesus took with him Peter and John and James and went up on the mountain to pray. And while he was praying, the appearance of his face changed, and his clothes became dazzling white. Suddenly they saw two men, Moses and Elijah, talking to him. They appeared in glory and were speaking of his departure, which he was about to accomplish at Jerusalem. Now Peter and his companions were weighed down with sleep, but since they had stayed awake, they saw his glory and the two men who stood with him. Just as they were leaving him, Peter said to Jesus, "Master, it is good for us to be here. Let us make three dwellings, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah," not knowing what he said. While he was saying this, a cloud came and overshadowed them, and they were terrified as they entered the cloud. Then from the cloud came a voice that said, "This is my Son, my chosen. Listen to him." Then the voice had spoken. Jesus was found alone, and they kept silent in those days, told no one any of the things that they had seen. This is the gospel of our Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. I feel like I've gotten a jump start since I got to talk about this topic in the children's time. This is an amazing story, both. And the reason that I've read both is because one has to do with the other. The first story, as we've just seen, is that Moses was coming down from the mountain with commandments from God, and Moses wanted to cover his face so that the people would not be scared and would not think that he was God himself. So then we jump forward quite a bit of time, and we go to this account of the Transfiguration in the Gospel of Luke, and we see Jesus along with two of his disciples on the mount, and these figures such as Moses come, and we hear this beautiful commandment by God that Jesus is our Son, and then these figures, they come and they go. Now, it's suggested by many that the reason that you see these figures such as Moses come and go is to show how holy Christ is, but not only to show that how holy Christ is, but to show that Jesus has some sort of divinity that, shall we say, trumps those before him. And if you read commentary about this particular text, it will talk about references to this particular text in Exodus and how there is a direct correlation with this instance with Moses trying to separate himself with divinity and the writer of Luke showing the opposite for Christ. I don't know how many of you really know what Transfiguration Sunday is, and I'll be the first one to admit that for a long time, I didn't know what it meant either. And I'll be honest, I really don't know if I still know what it means. But from what I can gather, the reason that we celebrate this, the reason that we read this Transfiguration story, which, by the way, is found in more than one of the Gospels. Normally, I've heard this story read in Matthew, but apparently the lectionary wants us to read Luke this year. But anyway, that Christ is going to do and be something different. The part of the story that I'm interested in, personally, is the part about the two disciples, the companions of Christ. Why would Christ not want the two of them to tell anybody what they saw? Why would Jesus not want this to be public knowledge? There's definitely no right or wrong answer. But what we do know is that after this particular occurrence in the Bible, Jesus continues to go out and work with those who are suffering, who are hungry, who are sick, who are dying. And then all of a sudden we see Jesus enter Jerusalem, and we know the rest of the story. What's even more interesting is that Christianity traditionally has chosen to celebrate this time the Sunday before that we make a shift from Epiphany to Lent. So, a couple of months ago, we celebrated the birth of our Lord and Savior Christ. Then we went into January, and we celebrated and recognized that Jesus was the Son of God and was brought here to this earth for something special. And granted, we celebrate this, we know kind of what that is, but for someone who lived in that epiphanal time, they didn't know. So here we are, we realize that Jesus was born, we know that something about his birth is special, we get to this time, and we realize not only was his birth special, but his birth means change to come. Great change. And then we come into Lent. I think what is so important about us recognizing this text is that Christ waited. Christ and his companions. And by the way, the Greek meaning of companion meant friend who broke bread together. And there is suggestion that companion not only meant the men that were going around with Jesus, but companion meant all that Jesus was in conversation with. And that includes you and me. But like I said, there was a wait. And Jesus, as we know, wound up dying. So on Wednesday, we're going to get the ashes imposed upon us, from ashes to ashes, from dust to dust. The tradition in our culture is we go into a time of Lent, we give something up. Chocolate, coffee, a movie, meat. Do we really know why we do it? For me, and for others, Lent is a time to sit with those who are mourning, sit with those who are hurting, sit with those who have nothing to eat, sit with those
who are at the bottom of the heap. We get so excited about Christmas and Easter, waiting for the birth of Christ and for us to celebrate the resurrection. But why do we celebrate the resurrection? Why do we have this waiting period of 40 days? I know so many people are like, why can't we get to Easter Sunday? And it is because, as Christ did, we must wait. And we must sit with our brothers and sisters. For me, I know that Easter is coming. And I know that we will celebrate Easter. But for me, I don't know if the resurrection will come. Why do I say that? Because there's a lot more to do. Think about this. Jesus dies and is resurrected. And yet, Christians were persecuted and were not accepted as a religion, as a religion that was acceptable by their government for 300 years. That's a long wait. And then from the time that they became a church, there's been a lot more to wait for, a lot more change to occur, a lot more broken hearts to be healed, a lot more sick and hungry to be tended to. And so again, think about how great it is that we have a story of Jesus' divinity being explained and proclaimed to us, but a time of waiting came along with that. So as I conclude, just as Jesus sat and waited, we must too. Let us pray. Great and gracious God, we ever so thank you that we get this chance to come into this building. Lord, we recognize the fact that we have these stories in the New Testament is the reason that this building stands today and we congregate in this building. Lord, we also acknowledge how great it is that we can continue the work of Christ. We can continue to proclaim God's love. We can continue to be with those that just need to have someone cry with them. As we shift into Lent, help us to understand and remember why we do this every year. And if we give up something, as we give that something up, help us to remember that giving that something up will somehow work to get to the end in which we do not know, just as those early Christians did not. We ask this all in your name. And all God's children said,